It's a Throwback Thursday on Wake Up Call. Now back to the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios with Tony B and Ron Culver.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue. It is a Throwback Thursday, too. I feel like this is like a big potpourri of soup, like when you just throw everything together. It's like leftover night, right? Where you just grab things out of the fridge.
Yeah.
Like, we got Throwback Thursday, year in review. We got our football, NFL games coming up. We're continuing our previews of the national championship race and college football. Like, we're throwing a whole bunch of things out there. 1967, Great Western Forum opening up on this date. All right, so let's go around the league. This is week number 16. I know. And we're getting into January football, but we still got 2 weeks to go in the regular season.
Yeah, no need to, be sad yet.
No, don't be sad yet. Buffalo Bills, 9-6, will be home at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park. They'll take on the Atlanta Falcons, who come in at 7-8. The Atlanta Falcons, look, I feel like the Atlanta Falcons are worse than the record. Like, they're near 500. That's not a bad record, but I never felt like the Falcons did anything this year to make me go, ooh, watch out for Atlanta. But Buffalo has had their ups and downs. They went to be one of the best teams in the league, to wondering what was wrong with them. But their complete victory against the New England Patriots on Sunday have them on the uptick again. It's got playoff implications, of course. Buffalo tied with New England for the top spot in the AFC East, and they're vying for positioning. Right now they own the tiebreaker against the Patriots. So this game has got some value. It's not a tremendously great, doesn't look like it'll be a tremendously great game, but it's got some value for Buffalo.
No, and you know what you could get? I'm not sure. I haven't checked the weather. Could have snow.
And, it's January.
Because it's
why
Buffalo.
Not?
It's outdoors. And, seeing teams play in that white, fluffy powder, especially if the field is just covered in snow, it's always a good time.
That's right. The Chicago Bears will be at Soldier Field as they take on the New York Giants. And we've been spending the last last day and a half, talking about John Madden. This is the games he used to love in the 80s, man.
Yes.
Used to love it. Phil Simms and the Giants, Lawrence Taylor going to Soldier Field, Walter Payton, the Bears, and John Madden would then jump in. Pat, this is what football's all about, the weather. Well, these teams stink, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yep. Care to venture, who's calling this one?
Yeah, please tell me it's Spiro Dedis.
Yes.
Ah, it's my Spiro Dedis game. Awesome. They don't even
how
know
far
Justin
that
Fields
has fallen.
I know. There were some good ones back in the 80s, man. These two teams, man. This was, seriously, late in the season, if these two teams were meeting, that's a summer all Madden game back in the day. That was a big deal.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Big deal. Mid-80s. But Justin Fields, I don't know if he's going to play. He's coming up with an ankle injury.
Is it going to be Nick Foles again?
Who's going to play for the Giants? Is it going to be Jake Fromm? Is it Mike Glenn? I don't care.
Yeah.
This is zero on a scale of 1 to 10.
If this is the only game you're getting in your market, unless you are a Bear, even if you're a Bears fan, do something else.
Listen to the great Spiro Dedis call a game. He is good. He's very good. But he gets these games all the time. And we are not picking on Spiro. We're actively trying to promote him to get better games.
Yes.
That's what we're doing this
week. Just calling out that he's always getting the raw end of the deal. That
guy's been doing this for a while now, and he's still getting these D games.
That they're handing out assignments, and they go, okay, Spiro. Let's see
where you're
garbage
going.
You get.
You think Spiro has, like, jokes with his friends where he goes, guys, guess where I'm getting, like, everyone has a pool. Guess where I'm getting assigned? Like, here's the list of the games CBS is covering. You pick where I'm going. And his buddies are like, I got Giants-Bears. I think you're going to Giants-Bears. And he's like, you got it.
Yeah, because, I'm looking at all the quick look ahead of all the other games. Yeah, there's nothing that compares to this one.
No, nothing. Bengals and Chiefs. This has got to be Romo and Nance, right?
Yes.
Is it?
My only question is, how is this not? Well, I guess CBS probably didn't want to let this one
go. They probably didn't want to let this one go.
It's like, because this needs to be flexed.
This
really does
need to be flexed. This is Joe Burrow, 30 touchdowns. This is Patrick Mahomes, 33. This is the Bengals who can beat anybody they play, but also can lose pretty badly. They're that back and forth. Against a Chiefs team that's won 8 in a row.
A Chiefs team that we can say is back.
Back.
Back, yeah.
11-4 now. back when 11-4 used to mean something.
This is the one that back in the day, if you didn't get this game, you're adjusting the rabbit ears to make sure you can find a grainy vision of this.
Find this somewhere. Bengals and Chiefs, this is really, really good.
To your local sports pub.
I wouldn't have minded if CBS could have shoved this in the late afternoon game, even if it's on the Eastern time zone, right? Like when they used to do that.
Yeah.
Like, do that.
I mean, this has...
Give us the night Cincinnati game at like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock Eastern time.
This has everything you want to see.
Fantastic game. Fantastic game. 5-star. Fantastic. I hope it lives up to the hype because I'm hyping it up pretty good.
Yeah.
The weather's supposed to be about 30 degrees, so it's not the freezer bowl in Cincinnati.
Good football weather.
Good football weather. Tennessee Titans against the Miami Dolphins. This is another good one. CBS rolling in it right now.
You're feeling good this weekend.
Feeling good. Titans and Dolphins. Dolphins winning 7 in a row after losing 7 in a row, beating the what used to be the New Orleans Saints on Monday night. Instead, it was just a bunch of players we never heard of. Against Tennessee Tennessee is a team that's really holding on. They've got a one-game lead over a surging Colts team. They own the tiebreaker, so there's a little bit of a comfort zone here. But you don't want to lose the final two games of your season, and you're trying to hang on because you think Derrick Henry is going to come back soon. But nobody really knows when or how or what. They still don't have offensive weapons, and that Dolphins defense has been the real reason why they've won 7 in a row. This is another good one. This is another 5-5.
Yeah,
maybe 4.5.
This one, especially with what the Dolphins have been doing lately.
Yeah.
You know, now we're finally getting to see, I mean, although I'm going to be heavy on Tennessee because I need the Dolphins to lose for my team's chances.
That's right. That's very true.
But, you know, I don't want it to be a complete meltdown by Tua in the game because I really don't want to go back to that old rhetoric.
No, I don't either. They're really, really starting to play some good football.
Yeah.
This still should be fun. But the Titans look, it's not their record. They're not in trouble in missing out on the playoffs or anything. But they got to be a little careful. They're a vulnerable team going into the playoffs. They needed Derrick Henry. They don't have him. They don't really have an identity without him. They haven't really established one. You got to win these games. They needed to win last week against San Francisco on a Thursday night, and they did. They're gonna still need to win these games because the Colts are charging and charging hard. Colts will be in Indianapolis taking on the Raiders. This is a Fox broadcast. Colts at 9-6. Like I said, ticking upwards. Christmas Day win against Arizona at Arizona, and the Raiders are 8-7. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Raiders control their own destiny. I think if the Raiders win out, they make the playoffs.
I think if they win out, yeah.
Yeah. So
now
yeah.
I'm always curious about how when two AFC teams who are facing off against each other get on Fox.
I don't. Yeah. Is it because it's an extra game?
Is there a trade?
Yeah, they tried to go. Happening? Yeah.
What is CBS getting in return?
Right, exactly. Or maybe it just ends up like we're going to split it. The AFC has too many home games.
No, but this is another one. I mean, another game full of playoff situations.
A lot of implications here. Because I think the Raiders, like I said, control their own destiny, but I don't think they're out of it if they lose.
They
just need a bunch of help. 8-7 is not a bad position to be in if you're fighting for that wild card spot in the AFC.
Especially when all the teams are 8-7.
Yeah, they're pretty much all 8-7. Jaguars against the Patriots. Wow. This is the game I think that girl can ask if the resolutions afterwards.
Yeah, I think she should.
I think she should get her credentials for this one, too.
Yeah.
And say, all right, it's past New Year's, but I still want to ask you about your resolutions, Bill Belichick. Can you answer this now that you've won 45-3? So... Well, what if the Patriots lose?
Well, then you can't ask Belichick anything.
Then you can't ask him anything.
Yeah, actually, I mean, you just best thing to do is like, Belichick, that was a game. And just
leave
it at that.
Coaches lose to bad teams and they go, hey, that's a good football team over there. That's a good football team we lost to. Their record may not show up, but they got good players. Do you think Bill Belichick behind closed doors like, we lose to this team, you're all fired?
Yeah.
All of them.
Or you're all cut.
You're all cut. So y'all can pack your bags. If we lose to this stupid excuse of a football team, you're all gone.
Then you had the one player who's like, even me, even you, Roger
even
Dorn.
Even you. That's yeah. Even you. Yeah. That's right. Buccaneers at the Jets. I bring this up only because it feels like it's a fun stat. Tom Brady is 27-9 all time against the Jets.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. So he gets to play him for the first time as a Buccaneer.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets probably had to be happy about that, right?
Right,
the Buccaneers on their schedule, and like, oh, who's going to be the quarterback? It'll be Jameis.
Yeah.
Then, you know, a couple years later, no. It's Brady.
Yeah, that is true. Good point. Like, when you knew in advance, way in advance, that this was going to be a home game for the Jets, like, hey, you know what, man? In 2021, Buccaneers are coming to town. That should be a win.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't, and that was, and you did not think, even fathom the idea that this ghost would haunt you again with another team. Ah, Buccaneers are 11-4. Jets are 4-11. Brady, 37 touchdown passes. Not an A-plus game at all. More like a C-minus. But still, it's the Buccaneers.
Unless you're watching it for nostalgia reasons.
Yeah, right. Yeah, good old nostalgia Brady beating the Jets reasons. Yeah, exactly.
That's why Jake Asman will be watching.
Sure. Exactly. Get that fifth win, hopefully. Right, Jake? Maybe that's five. How about the Eagles in Washington, this game in D.C.? It wasn't that long ago we were all talking about how great Washington was with these with four-game win streak.
Yeah, we apologize.
Those days are over. I apologize for hyping that train.
Maybe we jinxed them. I don't know.
Because the reality of it is we should have been on the Eagles. They've won three in a row. They're 8-7, albeit they beat, you know, Giants.
Quietly, too. I mean, they've just been doing what they do best. And I mean, just winning games, and you're not even – weren't on anyone's radar.
Currently seventh in the 17 wild card picture in the NFC. So another win would just solidify that even more. Washington doesn't really have a chance at all, but pride on the line, an NFC East battle. But the Eagles are playing some good football. Miles Sanders, though, is not playing for Philadelphia. He's got like a hand injury or ankle, wrist injury or something.
Yeah, and Jalen Hurts is questionable.
Which that
means
golly, Gardner Minshew time. Yes, that would be great. Because remember, there was a time when Gardner Minshew won games, and they were like, "Is there a quarterback controversy with the Eagles now?" Well.
And you and I are like, yes, there is.
Yes, of course there is. Broken hand. Miles Sanders out with a broken hand for the Eagles, who have won three in a row and 8-7 on the season. All right, we'll come back. We'll give you some more games in the NFL as we preview them, telling me what you like, what you don't like. And don't forget, Mike Petraglia is going to join us, talk Cincinnati Bearcats as we continue along in hour number three on Wake Up Call.
It's a Throwback Thursday on Wake Up Call. Now back to the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios with Tony D and Ron Culver.
1967 on a Throwback Thursday as we celebrate the opening of the Great Western Forum on this date. God, the music has been so good this morning. Good music for the final show of 2021 for us before we head into the three-day weekend for the New Year's. By the way, have a car problem but don't know where to go? Maybe you're on a road trip when your car breaks down. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help. With O'Reilly Auto Parts Shop Referral Program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly location near you or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Click Find a Repair Shop to find a reparable repair facility or service center for your repairs. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. We are previewing the NFL weekend. We just did some early games. We'll get in a couple more early games before we dip into the later afternoon games on Sunday. Mike Petraglia is going to join us in about 12 minutes, and we'll talk Cincinnati Bearcats as we continue our previews of the semifinals. All right, let's get started with the rest of the games on the NFL schedule for Sunday. Ravens against the Rams in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson did participate a little bit limited in practice, but he's limping. He didn't look good.
No, he didn't.
So the Ravens really.
And I don't know if this is
something.
I mean, I know the Ravens desperately need to win, but I don't know if you want to bring him out for this one.
No. I agree completely. Be really careful. There's still an opportunity here. You're right. There's 8-7s all over the place. Some of these 8-7s are going to lose. You can still win the division. You don't know how it's going to shake out. Everything might be status quo. I would give this one. I'd give him a break. I'd still give him a break to make sure that ankle and that leg injury is still.
Because the last thing you need him, Lamar Jackson, doing is having to run for his life away from Aaron Donald.
And the Rams are struggling. they're not struggling, but Stafford is struggling just enough that there's an opening. But remember what Cincinnati did to this Ravens team. This Ravens team was depleted with COVID and injuries. Some of them are going to be coming back. This is a game that could get out of hand for Baltimore. But if they're in it, there might be an opening. But I wouldn't risk Lamar Jackson in this one at all. Because, again, you're still not going to be out of it if you lose.
Yeah, go to one of your running backs. You know, your young, up-and-coming running backs.
Right, yeah, keep them rolling. Keep them rolling. Rams at 11-4. Again, one of the better teams in the NFC, continuing to find that positioning. The Broncos and the Chargers.
Must win.
Must win. I mean, come on. The Broncos right now are kind of a mess. They were in one of the conversations, but offensively, Pat Shurmur's not working out for them. The Chargers really need to bounce back after losing to Houston and making Davis Mills a household name now all of a sudden.
God, come on. You know what? That game doesn't exist. I'm sorry.
I told you, don't jump into the 8-7 swimming pool.
No. The Chargers are crowded. What are you talking about? The Chargers are 8-6.
Yeah. You ever go to a public pool and it's like adults only? That's what you want to swim in. You're swimming. Your team is swimming in where the kids are.
Yeah.
Right? Where all the kids are in the pool. The Steelers are on the outside just wanting to jump in, but they were not letting them. So
they're still
at least
line.
You're in the pool. Yeah, they're still alive.
Yeah, we're waiting around.
Yeah.
We're waiting. But, I mean, this is – you lose this game, Chargers, you're done for the season. Just pack it all in. Don't have any of your players play the final game of the year.
Home at SoFi Stadium. Lock it in, Chargers.
Yeah, you must win.
In very, very important game for them.
Yeah,
a
this
team
is a 10.
I liked a
this
lot.
Is a 10 in my book. Probably not in yours.
Yeah, well, I understand why it's a 10. I like this Chargers team, and they do things that make me go, oh, come on.
All the time.
And it's so sad because when they're good, they're really good. When Herbert's on, he is really good, and he's fun to watch, but got to beef it up. Speaking of Houston, they're on the road to face San Francisco. The Texans have won 2 in a row. They're out of, like, they're out of the you're terrible doghouse. Davis Mills has played good football. This isn't just these 2 wins. He's played good. It's a little bit of a homecoming for him because they're playing in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
It's kind of near Stanford, right? And that's where he went to college.
And he's going up against, I think he's going up against Trey Lance.
Which
makes it the first start for Trey Lance, right?
And the Niners need a win because they're 8-7, and they don't want to be on the looking up at anybody. So Texans could be one of those spoiling teams. They could be like, yeah, we'll make a mess of this. Don't worry. We're playing with a little bit more confidence. Our quarterback's playing a little better. Actually, he's playing a lot better. I shouldn't say a little better. He's playing a lot better. I mean, he had some good numbers over the last 2 weeks. One of them was against Jacksonville, but his numbers against Chargers were really good, too.
Yeah, I don't think the Niners have officially ruled Jimmy Garoppolo out.
Not quite yet.
But, I mean, doesn't he has like a broken bone and thumb tear. I'm like, how do you play?
I never know how they do that. They're always like toe injuries. Like, toe injuries are the worst, but like thumb injuries are terrible. And
yeah.
They still go out there and play. Cowboys and the Cardinals. This is one of the better games.
Should have been flex, too.
Should have been flex. I'm thinking Buck and Aikman. This has got to be the Buck and Aikman game.
I'll double check with you.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. It can't be any other game.
Yeah.
11-4 Cowboys, 10-5 Cardinals. Cardinals, one of the best teams in the NFL not that long ago, but they've since lost 3 straight.
I mean, it's a must-win for the Cardinals.
It really is.
Just to get the ship rolling again and to prove that you can beat a playoff team.
You have to be able to beat a playoff team, and you got to feel pretty good. You got to feel good about yourself. Here's the thing about that's going Arizona's way. They're good on the road. They're 7-1 on the road.
Yeah.
Dallas is clicking. They won 4 straight. Remember that Thanksgiving loss to the Raiders where it didn't look all that great? It's starting to really look good for Dallas. I know Prescott struggled like against Washington in the second half. They're cruising. They did play a depleted Washington team. That's why those numbers were through the roof crazy. But nevertheless, there's a lot of confidence on Dallas's side of the ball. This should be a very good game. It's one of the top games of the weekend, Arizona and Dallas. Panthers-Saints. Sam Darnold is back, baby. He's going to get the start. Who's going with the Saints? Is it Ian Book? Is Trevor Siemian back from COVID? Is Taysom Hill back from COVID? Have they even made an announcement?
All great questions.
I don't know. No, I have not seen any news on this. No idea. So we'll wait and see as the Saints try to keep themselves alive at 7-8. But boy, what happened on Monday night was not helping at all. They got ripped with COVID. They're trying to come back with some players. They're going to need them against this Carolina team. Because this Carolina team's bad, this is a winnable game for the New Orleans Saints. Go win it. But if you play the backups and the guys we've never heard of before, Carolina will just come out and beat you. So go out there and get this game. I said it on Tuesday. I thought what I was watching on Monday was almost like, well, I should have covered my eyes. It was not supposed to be. But that's the Saints, man. They're still alive in the playoff hunt. They're just going to need a win against a depleted, awful Panthers team. We'll see. Lions and Seahawks. I don't know what else to say about this. But I think the Lions win this game.
Going from, you know, being 0-11 at one point, or 0-10-1 or whatever.
0-10-1, yeah.
To three having, you know, possibly having three wins on the season, I think it's remarkable. I'm looking at it from the other side of the ball, though. If the Seahawks lose this game, I mean, I know we said early on that, you know, when the Seahawks lost, it was the death of the Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson. If they lose this game, one of them just needs to up and quit right then and there.
There's a real belief around the league that one of these guys is gone.
Or both.
Or both. That it's over. They had a run. It was a nice run. But it's done. I mean, it just the fizzle is gone.
Yeah.
From the Seahawks.
And this is normal how it happens. I mean,
yeah, that's what it does.
That's why, you know, exactly. I always go back to the context of Brady and Belichick. That is an anomaly that I don't think we will see. If we do see it, it's going to be, you know, the next 10 years with Staley and Herbert. But, you know, we're probably not going to see, like, a Belichick-Brady situation for, like, another 50, 70 years.
You get your window, make the most of the window, and then the window's gone.
Yeah.
Free agency kicks in, you get a little older, you get a little stale. It happens to every team. So,
I mean, this one feels like it deteriorated so fast.
Yeah, it went from because every year the Seahawks were a playoff caliber level team that could beat you, and so they were always going to be somewhat of a team to reckon with, and now they're not at all. Packers and Vikings, that's Sunday night. Packers have been perfect at home this season, 7-0. Minnesota, another mediocre midway 500 season, but they need a win to keep themselves in the playoffs. I still don't get them either.
And the Brown Steelers Monday night.
And the Brown Steelers Monday night. 7-7-1 against 7-8. And Browns are favored because the Steelers do stink.